On Capitol Hill today, seven members of the Senate Intelligence Committee were named to a new panel. It's being called the Terrorist Surveillance Subcommittee, and it's the latest move in the political fight over warrantless spying. The panel is charged with oversight responsibility for the National Security Agency's electronic eavesdropping program. Democrats on the Intelligence Committee lost their bid to launch a formal inquiry into the NSA program, and Republicans are mulling other oversight measures. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
To hear the Republican chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee tell it, the White House made a major concession in agreeing to reveal the inner workings of the NSA warrantless surveillance to seven members of his panel. Kansas Senator Pat Roberts says persuading Vice President Cheney and a status quo-oriented White House to go along with the newly created Oversight Committee was one of the most difficult tasks he's ever experienced.
I think there was a lot of pushback and, So we kept saying, I'm sorry, that's not acceptable, and reality is such that you'll either do this or you will face bigger obstacles, and we'll get into confrontation and we'll get into asking things that you will not provide because of executive privilege, and we'll get into subpoenas and we'll get into court, all over a program that we desperately need to keep America safe.
With White House agreement to go along with the oversight panel, Roberts got Republican critics of the NSA program on his panel yesterday to help vote down Democratic Vice Chairman Jay Rockefeller's proposal for an investigation into the covert spying. Rockefeller is one of three Democrats who were named to the NSA oversight panel today, but he did not leap at Roberts' offer to get a briefing on the NSA program.
They were talking about having a meeting at the White House today. You know, they got 10,000 things that'll take me up to 8 o'clock. I can't do it, and neither can anybody else.
Still, Rockefeller said that even though he didn't get the investigation he wanted, he was willing to serve on the oversight subcommittee.
I tried. Our proposal lost. They did the subcommittee, so now I'm going to work in a positive, most positive way that I possibly can, but aggressively on the, with the subcommittee.
California Democrat Dianne Feinstein was also named the new NSA oversight panel.
What's very important to me is that we be shared the information that reveals the scope of the electronic surveillance, the operations and how it functions in terms of switching stations, et cetera, and the content, what is done with the content. And I think those three things, if the administration will be full and open, that would be very helpful.
Senate Republicans praised the creation of the new oversight panel today. Democratic leader Harry Reid was less effusive.
I'm not okay with it, but it's better than nothing.
Some Republicans critical of the NSA spying have put together a proposal requiring it be submitted to both congressional and judicial oversight. Warrantless spying could be carried out for 45 days, but authorities would then have to get a warrant to continue or justify to the Oversight Committee why the spying should go on without a warrant. But today, Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter insisted it would be better for a special court alone to review the spying program.
They are experts. Unlike the Congress and the White House, they do not leak. And that is a way we can have a constitutional determination of a very important, outstanding issue.
But Specter has had trouble finding other senators to support having oversight done exclusively by the judicial branch. Here's Texas Republican John Cornyn.
This is a debate between the executive branch and the legislative branch of government that no court is really probably going to decide.
And it's a debate that still appears far from over. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.